My most viral clip, Patrick, is I was talking shit to some Trump supporters, and this is the thing. I'm getting to it. I'll tell you all about it right now. Where are you at? Is Melania in the crowd? I'm at my wife's been tough for you, Melania. Where are you at? Oh, now you're quiet. Where are you? I can't see you. Oh, shit, you're a few fucking pinos in, huh? It sounds like. What's your name, miss?
Polly.
Polly?
Yeah, like Polly was a cracker.
I was gonna say that. I think Polly is a cracker, but it's You know, drank in college? Do you drink now?
No.
Are you Muslim?
Yeah.
There we go. All right, that's a bit different. Your religion prevents you from drinking.
Yeah.
But you're with this white lady. We all sin some way, my man.
She's been a problem all night? Or? Hi. Look, I think I've done a good job ignoring you thus far, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to maintain my composure. Don't apologize for her, man. You seem like you're having a good time. What's your name?
Mike.
Mike. And? Treya? Drea, where's that from? What's your ethnicity? Libyan? Oh, you've been through a lot. Have more alcohol. You ever start a conversation with somebody and be like, man, I shouldn't have done that? Are y'all leaving? Oh, you got to talk in the hallway. Mike, I think Drea, you got to go too. I think Mike can stay. Man, I feel for Mike. I really feel for him, cause she's really pretty, and he's having a good ass night. But she just can't handle her shit. Sometimes the hottest girls have the strongest demons. Oh, welcome, gentlemen. Let me tell you something about the seats you're holding. No, you are not in trouble. You just gotta stay the fuck quiet and not be from Libya or Bolivia, and we'll be all right. Where are you two from? You're from Israel, and you're from
California.
Same place. No. That's good. That's a good joke. You're from Israel. And how did you end up with her?
I just met
her. Tonight, yeah. You both were like, fuck it, roll the dice, sit up front, see what happens. You're married.
Yeah.
Where's he?
Back
in California. Yeah. And you were like, let's give this guy a birthright. He'll never forget. Hey, birthright in Israel is a lot different than it is in West Village, New York, bitch. You might meet a California lady looking for some strange. I'm fucking with you. You seem nice. Oh, Israel. Interesting. Yes. Whose side are you on when it comes to Israel versus Palestine? I don't know what side to be on. I'm usually on the side of whoever I'm talking to. Oh, you're from Israel? Okay, I'm on Israel's side. But if you're a Palestinian, I'm like, yeah, I'm Palestinian too, man. I'm not going to Wikipedia to find a real answer. I don't give a shit enough. I don't know how to solve the Middle East. They pay people a lot more to fuck that up.
What do you do, Scott? You got real cop energy. You do. And you know you do, too. But not like a seasoned cop. Like you've been 3-4 years on the job cop energy. What is it, Scott?
It sure the fuck ain't a pig.
It's not a pig. Oh, okay. Any cops in the room? A pig is a reference to you. I didn't say it. Scott did. He got weed. He got weed. Where you from, Jesse? Compton. You became a cop? Oh, you are the most hated man in Los Angeles right now. Compton, okay, good for you, man. Whatever it takes to get out, I suppose. I suppose. How old are you? How old are you? 37. What's it like to be on the receiving end of questions about who you are? Why are you driving this fast, motherfucker?
You're Iraqi, or you're from Iraq, and you're from Iraq, and you're studying here in the States. You've been here 11 years. Your parents must have money. No. Refugee. Oh, wow. It's a good cover story. There's always people who come here as refugees who fucking love America the most. I think a lot of Americans take America for granted. You guys probably don't. I hope you take full advantage of everything America has to offer. You know, here we can talk shit to the president and nothing happens to you. We do that shit all the time. I mean, you shouldn't, because they're fucking tracking shit out of y'all. They would. Yeah, I mean, I'm not racist. The government is racist as fuck. I fully believe that you want to pursue chemistry, that you want to fly up like beautiful places. But a lot of these people don't. A lot of these people are racist and shit. I think. That's just me being racist, looking at the sea of white faces. But you're here to see me, so I don't know how racist you could be. Studying chemistry and piloting. Y'all ever done drugs? No! You know, you could make drugs and he could fly them wherever the fuck.
Is everyone here just retired? You miss? Are you retired? What did you do? What? You raised a family. And they're all grown now. So you retired from doing nothing.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Don't upset your pacemakers, okay? Relax.
It's gonna be fine. I'm just fucking with you, miss. Where are you from?
Florida.
Florida. And you moved to Florida. How did you hear about the show?
My husband.
How did you hear about it? Is this your husband? Sorry for assuming. How did you hear about the show?
TikTok.
What the fuck?
What a wild world we live in.
Who dragged you? Your mom? Thank you, Mom. I'm a generational act. Do you understand this? It's incredible. What's your name, Miss?
Rachel.
Rachel and?
Deborah.
Rachel and Deborah. How is your name older than hers? Deborah? Jesus Christ. Were you Gertrude? The fuck? Deborah? What were you thinking, Mom? When was your birthday, Deb?
July.
July? You don't ever give your actual full birthday. July? Okay, that's a good. What'd you get? Anything cool?
Trauma.
Ooh. Pause on the show. Trauma. What happened? Someone hit you?
My stepmom and I got into an argument.
Uh-huh. Your stepmom got... Oh, you got to relearn what the word trauma is. My stepmom didn't talk to me. Wow. Oh, Deb. So much youth, it's so beautiful. Trauma. This is actually a perfect setup. This is going to feel like a plant, but, you know. Trauma. All right, hold on. I got to figure. Stepmom yelled at you for what? Going out with Rachel the entire time? You spend too much time with your real mom. Shut up. Mom cooks better than you. Call me mom. No. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm calling this trauma. Dear diary. What's your name, sir?
Kyle.
Kyle, how do you guys know each other?
Work.
Work. What do you do?
Online casino.
What's that?
Online casino.
Online casino. What do you mean you're...
We run an online casino.
You're Draft King? Draft Prince right here. You run an online casino? God damn, what the fuck are you sitting in these poor ass seats for? Well, thank you for coming. Which one? Can you talk? Say which one?
DraftKings.
You run DraftKings? You are the DraftKings guy? No way. You are the DraftKings? You are the DraftKings. You're the CEO of DraftKings?
VP
of gaming at DraftKings? Close the door. Lock the door. I'm gonna look you up on LinkedIn. Hey man, look, comedy ain't going so well.